Hi, and welcome to another edition of Real English Conversations here at betteratenglish.com. My name is Lori, and it's a grey October day here at the Better at English studios in southern Sweden. Now, I'm really sticking my neck out with today's podcast because this informal conversation between me and Michael reveals some of my bad speaking habits. The worst offender. When I'm telling a story, I use the word like to introduce reported speech, a mannerism that careful users of English really don't approve of. I also use some expressions that could be considered slang, such as score, gig, office supply porn, and honking. Yet more reason for the watchful guardians of all things good and proper in English to wrinkle their brows, harumphing in disapproval. But I'll stick my neck out even farther and say that the vast majority of first language speakers are probably not careful users of English, at least not in their informal conversations with their friends. And the whole point of Real English Conversations is to provide you with examples of informal, everyday conversations between first language speakers of English, the kind of language you don't usually get in mass market English teaching materials, but that you're very likely to get out in the real world when you're using English with real people. I've not conducted a scientific study on this, but in my experience, the way I use like to introduce reported speech is a very common feature of informal conversation between American English speakers from my generation, the so-called Generation X. Your listening skills benefit from understanding this common feature. But I don't suggest that you use like the way I do here, simply because it's frowned upon by careful users of English. You'll notice that I also repeat words and pause to search for words, just like most native speakers do when they're speaking about a topic they haven't prepared in advance. Remember, this is an informal conversation between two good friends, not a formal speech that was prepared in advance and practiced to be given in front of an audience. As always, you'll find the full transcript of this podcast and the vocabulary list on our website, www.betteratenglish.com. Yeah, something kind of funny happened to me when I was shopping for office supplies today.
Okay. What happened?
My boss had given me a list of office supplies to buy on my way home from a teaching gig, because I drive right past the office supply shop. And I'm always happy to do it because, as you know, I love office supplies. It's almost like my office supply porn. I can go in and get my daily fix of all the nice things for, you know, keeping organized and folders and notebooks. And I had a whole list of things to buy. And when I got up to the register and the clerk was ringing me up, the total came to over 1,000 Swedish crowns.
Okay.
Which is not a problem. I mean, they just send us an invoice. It wasn't like I had to worry about the money. But then he said, because you've spent so much money here today, you can go pick one of those rolls of toilet paper over there.
Toilet paper?
Yeah, toilet paper. And, I mean, we're always happy to get free toilet paper. You know, it's one of those useful things that you know, a business has to buy.
You can never have too much.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, I looked at where he was pointing, and it was these huge, gigantic, industrial-sized packages, all shrink-wrapped in plastic, of toilet paper. I mean, it was huge. I could not believe that I was getting one for free.
Okay, like a year's supply of toilet paper.
At least. I'm serious. When standing on end, the thing comes up almost to my chest.
Okay.
I mean, it's huge. I forgot to count the rolls, but it was, it had to be maybe at least 20 packs of 6 rolls each.
Wow. I mean,
seriously, it was one big honking supply of toilet paper. And it was good toilet paper as well.
And this is free?
Yeah, free, just because I'd spent, you know, in one, you know, one purchase, we had spent over 1,000 crowns. And but I could not believe they were giving it away for free. And so I had to ask the guy, really? Are you kidding? I get to take one of these. He was like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, no. He's like, yeah. No! And he says, you know, you can look, see the sign up above. It says, I can show you. I'm like, no, no, it's not that I don't believe you. I just can't believe you're giving away such a huge supply of toilet paper. I was really happy. And of course, there was a line of Swedes standing waiting to pay for their things, and they were raising their eyebrows at me, you know, someone getting so excited about getting this huge supply of toilet paper. But, you know, I thought that was just a really, really cool thing for the company to do.
Yeah.
Because say they had just given away one little pack or two little packs, like, oh, wow, 12 rolls of toilet paper for spending 1,000 crowns.
Yeah. No, anyway. Free stuff is good.
Yeah, and the good news is, you know, here at home, we're on our last roll. And because because I scored this huge supply of toilet paper for my boss, she's like, oh, take some, take some. And
now I see why you're so happy.
That's why today I came home with that, you know.
Your arms full of toilet paper.
Exactly, exactly. Thanks very much for tuning in to this edition of Better at English. Before I sign off, I'd like to mention two things. Firstly, we have a new feature on our website that lets you use your computer and a mic to record your questions in a 2-minute voicemail message. Just click the Record a Question button at the top of the sidebar on the website. This will open a window to the My Chingo online recorder. You may need to click OK to allow the My Chingo recorder to access your mic. But don't worry, they aren't doing anything evil to your computer. Please don't be shy about asking questions. Maybe your question will be a guest star on a future podcast. Secondly, if you're one of our many iTunes listeners and enjoy our podcast, I would be absolutely thrilled if you could write a review on the iTunes site. Better at English isn't a job, it's something I do in my free time, and it would really make my day to have some reviews come in. That's all for now. Here's hoping that soon, very soon, something will happen to make you as happy as that big honking package of free toilet paper made me. See you next time here at BetterAtEnglish.com.